Dear Jesus Christ, thank you for being our rock, our stronghold upon whom we depend for cleansing and sustenance. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Spooky's in the house.
Hello, skinhead Spooky. How are you?
I'm all right.
Spooky is one of those people that thinks when Americans go to a place to get their hair cut, we're being spoiled little bitches, when that is something we can do ourselves. In fact, yesterday Spooky said, oh, I got to go get a haircut and a shave. And I'm like, oh, you're getting a shave at a barbershop. Like, what do you mean? I do both at home. You could hear there's a little, he typed it too, but you heard a little attitude. What happened, Spooky?
I was cutting my hair in the, I have clippers, and you know, I was using the little, they have these attachments, and my clippers are kind of loud. I guess they're getting loose at the top, because I've used them a lot, and they have like an ear attachment that is kind of like scaled, you know, so it's like shorter at one end and longer at the other. And I was working that, and I got a little bit high on one side, you know, so I was trying to even it out. I got a little bit higher than I wanted to, a little closer than I wanted to.
It's like people trying to shave a goatee.
Yeah, you know, you start trimming it down, and hold on, now I got to even out the other side. Oh, that's a little too far. But this is about 3 a.m., I think, and and then Amber was knocking on the door. My clippers are very, very loud.
And you're clipping while she's trying to sleep?
Yeah, I don't know why I thought doing it at 3 a.m. was an awesome idea. I just get in the mood sometimes, and that's what I want to do. So, yeah, she got on to me a little bit about that, and rightfully so, because it was 3 a.m., and I'm sitting here going, you know, most of the time they're just like, bzzz, but then, like, when you hold it at a certain angle, it goes, bzzz, and so that wakes her up. So, you know, I got out my other clippers, which are just for my beard, and they shave, they cut like really, really close, and I just finished it out like that.
Now you're bald. Now you're shaved.
Do you like it?
It's cool, but I mean, I look funny.
I don't think you look funny.
I think Billy Corgan looks funny.
How does your girl like it?
She doesn't like me at all like this. She finds absolutely nothing attractive about it at all.
That sucks. See, I don't think you look bad, and so far you've changed your hair a lot of times. I think your face is pretty adaptable. The thing is Keith pointed out you look like a skinhead, and fuck, after he said that, you totally
really
do.
Give that look.
The combat
I
boots, your face is so white.
I took the time to wear a shirt with a black man today, though, Jimi Hendrix.
To even out the Doc Martens.
Yeah, but meanwhile, it's in like a military color. So it's just...
olive drab with Jimi Hendrix on it.
Great.
So add to the fact that she doesn't like your hair, you have to let everybody know, how did you fare when you went home after, what was it, Friday's live show? She texted you, who are you? I don't even know you, because she was listening in. What happened that night that you can say? Okay,
I got
understood.
You got in trouble. Was she really
trouble.
Listening?
Yes, she was.
Smart girl.
To the after show and everything.
Oh, God. And I wasn't here for the after show. Did anything
crazy
happen?
I don't think it was so bad, but I'm not a girl.
Keith always thinks things are not so bad. Well, what did we say? You talked about something that I said you shouldn't talk about. But, I mean, everyone goes through it. That doesn't mean that somebody needs you to talk about that.
No, that's a fair point. Like, did you just cheat on me? Everybody has a story, baby.
She asked me not to talk about some things, and I mentioned some things that I wasn't supposed to talk about. I didn't go into detail, but I did mention it. And I feel bad for it, and that's, I shouldn't have. So,
and now you're over
I
it.
Hope you guys, I hope you guys are subscribing at iTunes now, because I'm paying for it.
I got my new, we were trying to figure out, when I didn't know Spooky was going to do the show. We were going to, you know, work on the house. I was thinking we were going to do it a lot earlier. I was up at like, what was it, 5 a.m. or whatever. And he's like, I'm going to go, he goes through these 2-3 day periods of no sleeping. I don't know
it's
when
the
he
coke.
Ever sleeps. Right. And so, you know, he goes, are you gonna take a nap or something? Because I'm going to do my run and something like that. And I'll be at your place 7:30. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I want to take advantage. So like an idiot, I'm like, okay. I mean, if I buckle down, it'll be a good 3 hours. I hear if you raise your legs higher than your head, it's a super nap. So, you know, I go to bed. Then it's like 8:30 and I text him and I'm like, please, God, no. And it's the middle of the night, and I'm trying to figure out how to use my phone. And it's the new Razer phone. And it's nothing to brag about, because right now, this is the phone of choice. You know,
this is the phone that you get when you sign up again. And that's
what
you got.
By the way, when I was looking at getting a new phone when I was down visiting my grandmother in South Florida for, I think, was it last? Not this last. Was it last? No, it was the Christmas before.
Remember, because this part's important.
Wow, I've had this phone for a very long time. The Razr was $600 when I looked at it. I was like, oh, wow, you that one looks neat. Let me take a look. And it was $600.
It doesn't matter because they write these prices for the phones that don't even make sense. Right. They write, how much is your old phone that you just got rid of because of the Razr phone?
The prices, I think, are ridiculous. And I think it's just so you think you're getting a deal. This Razr,
when you sign up.
I went in with my old phone and this new Razr phone, which, you know, I get because I've had it for so long. By the time you trade yours in, you get a free computer, I think.
You got it because you signed up for the next 2 years.
Correct.
From the company.
So I go in and I'm having them transfer my phone numbers from the old phone to the new phone. And I see the Razr phone there for $450. Who would pay for that? It's just for, you know.
So they are still ridiculously expensive if you just want to buy one outright.
Who's going to do that?
Right.
Well, how much is your old phone?
My old phone is terrible, $250. I think it's like it's more so you think you're getting a deal whenever you change your phone phone over, meaning you think you're getting a deal when you subscribe for 2 years, and then they're like, "You know what? Some jerk off really wants to buy it, $300." Why not?
Yeah, I mean the Razr phone. I don't think is. I mean, it's definitely marked up. But your old phone. Nobody is actually going out looking for his old phone.
Right.
It's just a random phone that you should be getting for free when you sign up to something.
And for $5, they'll take your old numbers and put it in the new numbers. And I don't have a SIM card. And it's a guy.
The one I have, which is the little deodorant stick phones or whatever, $120. I broke my other one, and I didn't want to sign some new whatever crap. $120 for this little POS.
That's a ripoff.
That's what it's for. It's for people like you. The majority of people don't do that.
What, bad decision people?
Yeah. I mean, don't, you know, break their phones and shit. And
I broke my
phone. The few people that do it, they will...
My phone, actually, I guess I didn't wash my phone when I had to replace it, but it got washed in the washing machine.
There you go. It's for people like that.
I took it apart.
Did you just hear what he said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took it apart and put it back together, and it worked for a little bit, but everybody was getting really annoyed because I'd call people, and I guess the microphone was shorted out somehow or grounded out on something. It would just make this, like, really high-pitched, loud whining noise while I was trying to talk to him. So I
did you throw it on the floor?
You can only throw something on the floor so many times. I went past that. I took the thing apart. When I've taken it apart, I've exhausted all my other options.
Well, we went to the beach, was it yesterday? And Keith has a pocket, his back pocket in his swimming trunks. And he reached in, $15, obviously from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
We are not scraping anymore, my friend. Welcome to the days of caviar. So you know, it's quite necessary to, you know, get your phones transferred, and it costs $5. Well worth it. And he goes, you know what? We give the old phones to old people to call 911. And, you know, if you're willing to do that, we'll waive the $5 fee. And I'm like, okay, sure. And then as I'm waiting, I'm looking down, and I'm thinking, like, okay, but you're charging $250 for this phone. You know, how about you pay me $5? It doesn't seem fair. And I don't know how to use this phone.
I was so mad at him for giving the phone to these people because I do not trust this store. They're the ones that sold me this new phone that I have, and fuck them. They're like, this is the greatest phone ever. It has the greatest features. It's the worst phone.
What nationality are those people?
Indian.
And it's everywhere in the city. Indian?
Yes.
Indian, really?
Yes.
Then there's the Indian.
What else would they be?
There's the Indian that's meek and pussy that does the phone service for, like, Vonage that we complained about, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, they're like little children, and when they touch you, they don't shake your hand. The Indians that I hate. Then there's the Indians that are rough, like Israelis, that are the salesmen. They're like dickheads.
Maybe
there's, like,
the
two types of Indians.
Maybe it's just a salesman thing and not an Indian thing.
Maybe.
You know, like, have you ever met a salesperson you liked?
Have I? I don't.
The answer is no.
I like my Army recruiter. But who doesn't, you know? Nobody goes, my recruiter was a dick.
Well, the people in Iraq might be thinking that right now.
He's telling me how his buddy got gonorrhea of the eye. You're best friends, me and my recruiter. My recruiter goes to my house. You know, I share with him. You
how
know,
did you
how
get a recruiter to your house? You called him?
Did I call? Yeah, I'm sure I called.
You decided you wanted to go to the Army, and you called?
I called them all. I called the Marines, Navy, everybody.
Really? And they all came to your house?
They're happy.
They'll stalk you.
They will stalk you.
I took the... I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
In high school, I took the... I lived right next to Fort Hood, Texas, and we... I don't know if all schools take this, but the military came in and gave us... I think it was called the ASVAB test.
Yes.
And I scored, like, in the top, like, 2 or 3% or something, and like they called my house for like a year.
Really?
Just randomly, like every 2 weeks they'd call my house, wanting to know if I'd changed my mind.
One of the worst things to do to a kid is crank call, act like you're the military.
Right,
and
right.
And they're all over you. And it's a little shady. Like you would hear, like, you know, again, I don't like Michael Moore anymore, but the part about where they do follow these recruiters and the recruiters are being shady, that is absolutely true.
But
that
you,
is a fact. They lie.
But you loved yours.
Well, not, but because he was the coolest cat in town, you know. Then I then I get in the army. He's nowhere to be seen. You know.
Miley says recruiters are like Jehovah's Witnesses.
They get you. And the army guy, like, I think I said, or he can tell that I couldn't live at home. So I was, that's part of the main reason I was joining the military. He knew I did not get along with my dad. So I went it, like, you know, he would drive me to Johnstown, the closest city to Somerset. And that's a nice drive.
He drove you?
Oh, yeah. He drove me to the recruiting station. Of course. They will do anything. That
wow.
is their job. They have to meet a quota. And so we're in the car, and he goes, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to take a language. And you got to do so good on whatever that army test after the ASFAB is, I think. And I got like a 92 or something. He's like, you know, your dad said you won't be able to pass the test. Your dad said you never stick to your guns, and that you will not join the military. And like a dummy, I know part of me was like, really? Well, let's show him together. I solemnly swear, and the next
Shut
thing
the
you
fuck.
Know, I look like Spooky.
And you almost cried.
Right.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes.
But you don't know if your father said that or not. It's something your father would say.
He wouldn't say it, but he would either, I probably said it, or he could tell. It's probably a little combination of both.
Wow. That's shady.
Yeah.
That's really shady.
Oh, he was
shady.
Very shady looking back, yes.
Another sales, but see, that's a salesperson.
Right. Oh, they are.
There you go. You just proved my point.
I heard this a long time ago, at a certain point, you either had to be a recruiter or for like 2 years or so, if you're at a certain rank, you either a certain type of sergeant, you either have to be a recruiter for 2 years or have to be a drill instructor. I can't imagine every sergeant was a drill instructor, but you had to be one of them. I would love to have been a drill instructor.
Oh, you would so be a drill. You would lose your voice after one day. One day. Apologies all around.
I
would like an apology.
I remember being in basic training, just thinking what I would do. I'd be like, I'd make all these people run over there and run back for no reason.
Now we do it in Double Dare.
Right.
You
now,
see how?
Now I do it. And I do yell, and the kids are scared of me. So
no, but I actually
do
that.
It's plan B, but...
When they're not paying attention or when I can't think of the next activity to do, I'm like, okay, quickly, the team that goes and touches that tree on the far whatever and comes back first... gets 10 points. And while they're gone and running back, I'm thinking of the next thing to
they
do.
Start going.
I love this arbitrary assignment of points for tasks.
Oh,
what
yeah.
are the value of these points?
You don't question that. I have a referee shirt on. Come
but,
on.
But say all the kids are 11. There's always that one kid that's 13 that everybody starts running because you said run. Don't think about it. Go. So you run.
It's
like
the
a
way I say
right.
it.
But there's a 13-year-old like lagging behind like, wait a minute. What are we doing? We're running. But then you run back. So if I stay, I don't
right.
know. Here's
yeah.
an egg.
There are those kids right. that absolutely know if they just stay, they just stay.
So
meanwhile, it doesn't matter. It still gives me the time I need. Yeah.
But I don't. I think this is kind of fake. Very good. 5 smart points. So I'm calling. I call up Verizon and ask them, you know, I want for $15 a month. I hear you can use a VCast or Get It Now, or is that the same as the web? So I can use MapQuest on my phone because I'm directionally retarded, and they know nothing. They know nothing. Just hand me to somebody else. They know nothing, and I'm like, I want to use MapQuest. MapQuest. Okay, never mind. No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Spooky Stanky Pussy just came onto the chat and said, yo, yo, yo. And I didn't realize that you gave Mally some
powers.
Some power.
Powers.
Right away, he was frozen.
Mm-hmm. That's a cold little cunt. he's trying to help me with these things, but he has no idea. I'm like the wireless web. is that a separate charge than VCast?
And what is VCast in comparison
VCast
to Get
It
Now? VCast,
Get It is the same as Get It Now, but a higher version that only some phones can have it.
But you have
then why
both.
Did you call it two separate things? Well, oh, wireless web. That's when you want to transfer your phone numbers from an old phone to a new phone.
What?
I'm like, no, it's not. That's when you take and you're just making shit up, and it's the exact same and then he goes, then I'm like, okay, forget it, you know, I'll figure it out later, don't even talk anymore, forget it. He's like, okay, and is there anything else I can help you with today? Why are you pushing it? When I was a waiter and I didn't know what was in the food, right, and I'm making shit up and it's quite obvious, they don't go, you know, forget it, I'll take the soup. I don't go, are you sure? Because I hear whatever the fuck I'm trying to describe is very good. No, I don't push it. I just go, oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
if I'm calling you out, just fucking end it. Don't end with like, and even if somebody's going to tell me, you know, they have to say, can I help you with anything else? Because maybe somebody's listening and nobody's listening into all that shit you made up. Just fucking look around. Is your boss listening? No. Okay, sorry, I can't help. Thanks for understanding. And I'll go, thank you. I'll call in a minute and hopefully get somebody else.
I'm
here to help him.
He says, oh, shit. I get it. I'm an idiot. Right.
It's the exact same thing whenever you walk into a store and any of them, PC Richards, any of them, and any of them, Radio Shack, and, you know, I'm looking at this. Oh, can I help you with that? I know you can't. I know you can't, but you push it. And you go, well, here, let me tell you about this. And they read you the box. The 7-in-1. What that means is, let me guess what that means. Let me fucking guess. So then I'm talking to the phone guy, and he ends with...
Paul R. is saying, and they're on commission. So I guess that's why they keep trying.
At Circuit City, I know they're on commission at Best Buy.
They might want to study their shit
so,
then.
It depends.
It's not... Mate, you know what? I bet you, because you realize that whether you try or not, you get the same amount of money. As a waiter, whether you're a good waiter or a bad waiter, in general, your money is the exact same. It really is. It's a shame, but it is.
People that tip a lot
will usually tip a lot. Now, I'm a good tipper, but if you're so terrible, I have not tipped and not felt bad about it at all. But in general, people aren't like me. And I will double the tax, and be like, nah, fuck it, you get that, I guess.
I delivered pizza on the side for many, many years, right. And I gotta say, there are nights that would go by when, you know, everything starts to get late, the orders pile up, and, you know, before long, you're taking every pizza, and it's an hour old instead of, you know, 30 minutes. And, usually even on those nights, my tips aren't bad, and most of the time, I can actually, if I sit there and talk about, if I make up some fictitious new cook we have that screwed up their pizza the first time around and I didn't want to deliver it the way it was, that I can usually squeeze a few extra bucks out of it. So, yeah.
The
people
chef,
just
the,
tip.
Right.
No,
they're
see, that,
tip,
that's,
they're gonna tip.
That's chef, when shit got weird because I'll always tip no matter what. You can be the shittiest thing. Like, the one thing I once did is just walk the fuck out because she was being just miserable to me and tried putting food on my hand. You know what I mean? Like, she wouldn't wait until I got out of the way or something. It was just absolutely ridiculous.
I was there. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was worth walking out on. But the pizza delivery guy, he's right there in your face. You know what I mean? So it's hard not to tip, and you know you've been waiting. But again, the one thing I did do is just go, no, I called your company and said I didn't want the pizza at all. So, but the problem is, like, we're ordering Chinese food and we're ordering things of ethnic backgrounds. Nobody speaks English at the place. So the poor schmuck has to come to your house anyway. And nobody gave him the memo not to come. And that's how
when
we got...
When that happens to me, when I show up and they called back and canceled the order, usually I'm like, well, you know, just between you and me, this pizza's just going to get thrown in the garbage when I get back anyways. If you want it, you can have it for free. And they still tip.
Oh, well, then I tip. Cause then you're
just gotta know how to work it.
Nice. Yeah. Well, you know how our guy worked it. There was Chinese food over all over our front lawn. So that's another way of handling.
Well, that's another way to
approach
it.
Yeah,
that's
another way.
It just depends on if you like money or being an ass more. I would just run over people's sprinkler heads, but whatever.
Yeah. That's exactly why I tip. That's exactly. That's the reason. Not because I should.
Oh, my God. That's really fucked up. Yeah. And it's over like $2 or $3 that you're doing that.
But it's the attitude behind it.
He's nodding his head. Yep.
Yeah, much.
You're preaching to the choir, honey. Yeah, everything, you know.
You know what? On the chat, we get it. Overseas, you guys don't tip. You're magical, wonderful people. Yeah. And then, you know what? You wait for your pizza an hour anyway. It's a great system.
America is a superpower. Let's not forget. We tip in America.
Sorry to cut you off.
But when their fucking tip is the same thing, being like, we have a free healthcare system. And then we hear it's not so fucking fantastic. You still pay for the good doctors.
Fucking doctor to take care of your colds.
USA. USA. Spooky nose. Look at his head.
USA.
Yeah, like you'd be a waiter and you'd be like, oh, sorry for the salad, you know, new chef or whatever. But I saw you make it. So new chef. Anyways.
I'm the new chef.
I'm now waiter slash chef. Right, Come on.
Yeah, I took over for him. So
no, that's why I made the salad, because we have a new chef and he's just going crazy back there.
I know, it's no problem. I remember forgetting the salad. People like to complain. This isn't really about what we're talking about, but people like to people kind of like complaining. They won't say that you didn't bring the salad when they wait until the whole meal's done and then go, by the way, we never got our salad, you know. And it's like, but they're complaining, and you know they were waiting to complain, and then you have to make something up and you have to seem like an asshole.
See,
You wanted it European style.
Whenever people complain with me, I just completely side with them and they just get put off by it. And if you... If they complain about stuff and you're just like, I know, you're right, you're absolutely right, but then don't offer them, like, free anything or any kind of compensation. Ooh. They sit there for a minute, look at you, and then they're like, well, okay. And then
it's
done.
That's true. Although I think I used to do a little bit of both. Like, I was saying yesterday that I'd be late for clown jobs all the time, and I'd show up and... I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. I know it's terrible. But you know what? We're going to have so much fun. This is going to be fantastic. I'm going to do the best show ever. And I mean, let's get started. You know what I mean? I'm already late. Let's just get going. It was all kind of peppy and happy. And I was 20 years old. One time, this is before cell phones, I had like 4 jobs in one day. And they timed it totally wrong. I think they mistakenly gave me a middle job, one of the middle jobs, by accident, and it was supposed to be somebody else's job, so it threw off the whole schedule. So I had, you know, something like a half an hour to get to a job that was maybe an hour away, which would mean that one of these jobs I'm not making it to. And they couldn't call me because I had no cell phone. So I was like maybe a whole hour late for a 1 hour job, and I get there and this woman requested me and everything. Listen to how dramatic this is. She's in the backyard. I'm like, hey, I'm here. And she's sitting on the chair, head in one of her hands, just shaking her head. There are people consulting her, like just, you know,
right.
Just all around her, like, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. And she looks up and she's like, I can't believe it, Hamda. Because she knew my name because she requested me. She's like, I'm so disappointed. And she just finished crying, or she was crying, right, or something. She was like so upset. And she's like, just forget it. And I was like, okay, I can't stay here and say anything because I'm late. I'm actually late for the next job that I was, you know. So
did you go, this actually works out good?
Right. I was like, okay then. And meanwhile, and this was when I was working for Mona. Mona was like trying to telepathically get to me and say, call me, because I wasn't supposed to go to this job. And just everything was fucked up. But just the drama of it all, like, oh, God, I just... The whole day is just, come to the whole day is ruined. Just forget. Just, I can't even look at you. Just, no.
Have you had her before? Would she have tipped?
I can't remember. And agents call me.
If you can't remember, then it wasn't
no,
right.
No, because agents call me and they're like, remember the Simpson party last year? For real? You're asking me? Like, as a waiter, do you remember the people's names for the day before?
You have to, though.
No.
I'll take my regular
people. I remember when I was delivering pizza, I remember people's
you
names,
different.
Addresses. There was
a
guy in Gulf
scary,
Breeze.
Actually. Right.
There was a guy in Gulf Breeze that hit me in a car accident, and I had delivered pizza to him before. He was a hit and run, and he took off.
And you recognize him?
Well, I called the cops, and the cops came, and I was just like, yeah, I thought the guy was going to pull over because he gestured to pull over, and he didn't, and it was an old guy, and he tipped well. That's the only reason I didn't tell the cops where he lived. But I drove over to his house, knocked on his door, and I was like, hey, you just hit me out in traffic. And I mean, it was an old guy. Turns out his wife had just died. And, you know, so I cut him some slack. And
you know what, though? I was going to say, I bet he's going to say something about his wife, because an old guy hit my mom.
His wife did just die, though. He used to walk around the house in his underwear, and, like, whenever the pizza would come, his little old wife would be, like, cutting his hair. And
every time?
It was kind of weird.
Tradition?
But yeah, I guess maybe haircut night was also pizza night. But he tipped well. He offered me his car for hitting me, and it wasn't even a big deal. And I was like, you know what? Let me just, you know, get your number, get your information, and I'll come back to you when you've got some money or whatever, because your car's, you know, $6,000 car for $300 worth of damage. That's just me screwing you over.
How freaky is that? Your future self hit you. I just picture that. He's walking around with his underwear because Amber didn't put the clothes out. She's cutting his hair. Are you guys allowed to take up the same physical space at the same time?
Well, I'm just saying, though. It's like a lot of the good pizza drivers do know what the hell, who the hell you are, will recognize you. I would recognize people in the grocery store and walk by and just be like, 111 Pine Tree. Under my breath. Walk on by.
Ew.
And just like, oh, my God. They don't ever recognize you because you're not in your Pizza Hut clothes or Papa John's clothes.
You're creepy.
And it's fun being
creepy.
That's
really creepy.
Well, you know what? It's not. I don't know if it's the same thing.
I would go home and cry if you did that to me. You're really gross.
Yeah, it is weird. But I do have to say, if a customer or a couple of them eat my shit, I remember them forever.
Five Calle Hermosa out on Pensacola Beach is a total douchebag and never tips.
Please don't do that. Oh, fucking hell.
Hey, what's up? You're on Keith and the Girl. Oh, that was them.
All right. Five Calle Hermosa. Call us back.
I don't like whenever you take, and it hardly ever happens, but we went to, what's that?
See, you can't remember their name.
No, the theme restaurant we went to, that Jekyll and Hyde, and all the food was shit, like all three of our plates.
And you know the people who are asking, there are some people asking on the forums about New York, and that happens very often on the forums, where should I go, where should I not go?
Right.
Never, ever go to Jekyll and Hyde, ever. We should have known better. I should have known better. Continue.
It's the worst shit. And we return everything. So we get free dessert.
Including
that's
the entertainment.
Right.
We return that.
So our drinks are free. The dessert's free. That's shit.
Return the dessert.
I said, let's return the dessert. But it's free. I know. But then, now you have your stuff for free. You feel like you have to tip more than you would have tipped in the first place.
And it's not even that person giving it to you.
And I've complained about this, to complain about tipping.
And our bill was like $150 after we returned things.
Right.
And the people that we were with, they were sharing a plate.
Right.
Jekyll and Hyde. $10 per person entertainment fee. Okay, we didn't even get to see any magic. You know?
I remember going to the bathroom on a different floor. And a bar was there, but nobody was tending it. And seriously, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, and
I would take all these bottles, and I told Hemda. And you know what? She goes, oh, you should have.
You should have with these fucking prices.
I've said this, but I hate when you're at a bar, at a friend's bar, and they don't charge you for drinks. But then you got to tip them like a $20 or $40. And you're like, if I just paid for the drinks, it would have been cheaper.
Right.
Don't do me a favor.
Somebody said go to Uno's. And people laugh, but every once in a while, I'm like, I feel like having the shit food that is Uno's. You know how, like, everybody has to crave some kind of shit food at some point. They have this disgusting cheese and crab dip. I hate cheese. I hate crab. I love this dip. I feel like it has no cheese, no crab. No, it's like shrimp. There's supposed to be shrimp in there, these little tiny things that they want to pass over as shrimp. I'm like, this is nothing to do with what it says. It's salt on a cracker. It's awesome.
Whenever you're a waiter and another waiter that you know, like if you eat at your own restaurant, another waiter you know like waits on you, or vice versa, rather. Say you're waiting on like your waiter buddy,
right?
And they had a soup. They tip you $20.
Ugh.
And then you're like, I just have to give this back to you next time it's my turn to eat. Like, why are we all playing this dumb game? So I'm on the phone. I'm talking to the Verizon guy. He knows nothing. Okay, you know, can you help me anymore? No, just fucking end it. And then he goes, okay. So anyway, you know that at any time you can check on the bill and what you owe at Verizon.com. And I see here that it says, and I go, does it? Click. That you know.
You don't owe money, do you?
it's under your name, both phones, so maybe you owe money, and I didn't want to talk about
Excuse
it.
Excuse me?
Do you? I don't know. I don't owe money. I just
paid it, and I just paid yours, too. Right. But here's the thing. I always go, well, Keith, I don't think you paid your cell phone bill in a while. You think you owe money? No, I don't think so. I think I just took care of it. And then like a day later, I get a phone call that 3 months haven't been paid, and I'm like, all right, that's interesting enough.
I live in the moment.
I pay my bills like every other month also, and certain I had bills. My phone shut off, not, I guess I told you that,
oh,
not,
yeah,
not that long ago. I came up here and then suddenly the phone wasn't working.
The phone, you know what it is? It's certain bills you're allowed to slack on. The Con Ed bill, that, you know, which is the electric bill, and your cable bill you can slack on, and your phone bill, because they kind of give you warnings, or they just half shut off and you could just make a phone call. But I'm getting better about that, because it sucks to all of a sudden pay 3 months in a row.
Yes, it
does. It just sucks. Like, the difference is just gigantic.
My last cable bill was $380-something.
See, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah,
that
for what?
Exactly. You know? Then you start wondering, like, do I really need HBO? And yes, you do. You right. do. But you, it makes you wonder if you're paying three bills at a time. And then you start, that's when you start going through your bill, like, $4.99 for what? $6.99 for what? $29.99, like, how does this happen? Fine, here's the $380.
The jingling ringtones are the number one pet peeve for many office workers, a newspaper says. CNN Money. The use of cell phones at work is being limited by many companies as more workers object to the noisy beeps and ringtones from personal calls at work, a newspaper reported Tuesday. USA Today reported that 30% of employees cited cell phone ringing as the number one pet peeve at the office. I believe it, because all those stupid fucking
things.
Why
would you put it on ring? Why would you even want your boss to think that you're about to pick up a phone?
These are adults. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot? You're an adult. You're fired. Your lawyer said, don't you wish your hot? Really, but can you handle my case?
I heard a phone ring from an adult. I'm a Barbie girl. Ain't a Barbie world.
Are you? Yes.
And I hate that, because it's like those annoying songs that stick in your head. Thank you so much. Not a radio. A phone just got that shitty song in my head. And in the 80s, people were walking around with boom boxes.
Right.
That's better than these fucking ringtones.
I don't know.
Except I really want to get the Keith and the Girl theme for a ringtone.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Here's what I can do. There's like five buttons that are like, get cool things, get games, get this. And I'm like, okay, I got this. Look at this. Compared to regular cell phones, the Razer is a, you know, nice size screen.
He can't stop looking at
it. I'm going to watch everything. So you click, like, get a ringtone. I'm like, fine, I will. If it can, I'll be one of those douchebags. You got to pay for the ringtones.
Yeah.
It's a fucking store inside my new phone. That's all that's new.
I can
buy more shit.
But you know what they're doing with the ringtones now? You can actually get you know how when you sell 500,000 records, you get
a royalty, you mean?
No, the
gold records or the platinum records.
Yeah, your record can go platinum. Your ringtone can now go gold and platinum and all that stuff. And you get the plaque, you get the same thing. It's got like a phone in it and everything, and your picture of whatever on it. So this is the
people
biggest
just
thing
like
now.
Giving awards.
Well, the
yeah,
thing
that's
is
true.
But the thing is the music industry is not doing very well with CDs, but apparently they're doing well with ringtones, because people are reaching the gold and the platinum ringtone downloads.
I wonder if there's a special Pirate Bay award when your movie gets downloaded a million times.
Oh, they put their names on it. I remember once I bought a pirated CD off the street. I forget what it was. And I didn't really know that, you know, it was pirated. I thought, like, I didn't know how they did it. Maybe they got it from the warehouse. Who the fuck knows what they do? And I open it up, and it's, you know, obviously a blank CD. And, like, typed on it is, like, burnt by Razor, small R, you know, the number for the O. And it's like, why?
What is that?
So,
find me?
Yeah, for word on the street.
If you look at all those torrents, everybody likes to put, they've got some AXXO
crazy
logo. When you click on it, and it's, you know, it's got their website and it's ridiculous.
Arcata Cat says he has the Lick My Suck My MP3 on his phone.
There you go.
That's pretty fucking cool.
That's good. And you don't get charged for that. The good ones you don't pay for. But since I didn't hear this, I just saw the
except
news
when
thing.
We get our theme song, and you right. can download it for 99 cents.
And we'll talk.
Anyway.
I don't know if this is good, so forgive me if it isn't. But talking about lawyers and you know, adults being fucked up, let's see if this is any good.
From North Ridgeville is accused of molesting his 9-year-old neighbor, who's now 16. The prosecutor, Mark Schneider, wanted Judge Eileen Gallagher to recuse herself because she had, quote, question the young victim's credibility, citing details in a Department of Children and Family Services report. When Gallagher refused to recuse herself and then reset the trial for later that afternoon, Schneider starts putting together a motion to have her dismissed. When Schneider comes back a half hour late, Gallagher had already dismissed the entire case.
His behavior was absolutely unprofessional. They never called. And had they called...
Are you following that?
No. What happened?
A lawyer was the lawyer for a girl that was in trial. The girl was molested. Her lawyer was half hour late to the retrial or whatever. And so the judge dismissed the whole case.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up. And they have
the judge is saying because the lawyer's not professional.
The judge is on drugs or something.
What were you going to say?
Well, the case being dismissed at least is better than the case being found guilty or not guilty, I think, because if it's dismissed, I think you can
retrial. No, she wasn't the defendant. She was the plaintiff.
Plaintiff. Yeah, she's a plaintiff. But, I think you can only be tried for a crime once. But I think maybe if they dismiss it, maybe they... I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Situation. So he's not innocent,
no
at least.
No mistake about it. This case will be reinstated, whether it's through an appeal or us refiling the case.
Of course it is.
This little girl is going to get her justice.
I firmly believe I did inappropriate, and I am prepared to hear the case and render a verdict on the evidence.
She's going to be able to do it again?
They're making them do it again. Yeah, and it's still going to be her.
Come on.
Yeah.
She's unbiased. Okay.
Because she's like, you know what? Dane Cook told me it's a power trip. And you do not do a power trip in my courtroom. I'm the judge. Listen to this. Hold on. I have to lower it a little bit because it rocks too hard. There we go. This is the latest promo from our buddy.
Ow! What's happening, everybody? This is Brother Love coming to you live from New York City. Check it out. Got a show coming up next week, Tuesday, June 27th at Arlene's Grocery, my home away from home. 95 Sten Street between Orchard and Ludlow on the Lower East Side of New York City. Showtime is 9 p.m.
That's his end.
Tell everybody you know to come on down and celebrate the summer with Brother Love. I want to thank you all so much for playing in summertime all summer long. Keep it rocking. Check out my website, brotherloverocks.com. You can go to CD Baby or iTunes and purchase my album of the year. We're in the studio. We're recording new tracks.
Okay. Is it me, or is he far, far more mellower?
Yeah, I thought the same thing when I first heard it. I thought he sounded like he had to get the ow in at the beginning.
He has to.
That's his thing. And everyone's owing on the chat, which is only fair. But I thought he sounded
Tell me
more...
how funny it is when I just pop in there. I haven't been there. Brolo hasn't been there. Nobody's been there. And everybody's, ow, summertime, rock and roll. They invented, your new album should be rock and roll.
Ew.
Just as cheesy.
But anyway, do you think, and let's ask Spooky this, because whatever. Do you think that he's more calm because possibly he heard all the ows that we were doing? Are we giving ourselves too much credit?
I am what too, would make too that small man? Of a man to look into the great mind of Brother Love.
That's fair.
Whatever
that's
it
fair.
Is, we're happy about it. Personally, I like it. You're a little more normal.
He almost sounded like just a normal dude, you know?
Right.
So are you gonna hit that, Arlene's Grocery?
Are we going to go there?
Yeah. I think if it's... you know what? I didn't even pay attention to when, but if I'm around, I'm totally going.
Is he
going to
be working the bagel stand?
I only hope and dream. I'm going to bring him a bagel in the shape of a heart.
I never forgot. All right, ready? There's, I believe it or not, more to the Brad story.
All right.
And every time I'm not pushing it, it keeps getting better. And better.
This is Brad and who? Robert?
Brad and Robert, right. You just have to know where we're at by now or the story's not for you. So Brad and Robert were going to fight and name the place. And somebody else,
we left them,
right.
They named the place.
Ludger says, I've only listened to the first 20 minutes of episode 291, the last one so far, but had to email you this little fact. Church Street, where Brad wanted to fight is the gay area of Toronto, the gay village, if you will. The area is so gay that they have rainbows on the street signs, and he shows me a picture of Church Street, and it has the gay rainbow.
Oh, on the actual sign of the street.
On the actual street sign.
Wow, that's gay.
Now, why would Brad want to meet there? Okay. Here's another one. This is from Rob. Keith and Hemda. 1997 Chevy Sprint. That's Brad's car. $200. Brad's KeithandTheGirl.com sucks posters. $4. Slapping Brad in the face like the bitch he is, sweeping his legs, pinning him down with my forearm while I made him recite Keith Malley is the coolest man alive with approximately 10 people watching.
No.
Priceless.
No fucking way.
For the record, I slapped him because I find that to be the fucking ultimate in disrespect. That, and consenting adults or not, I didn't want this to escalate too much. I just thought it'd be fun to force him to say Keith Malley is the coolest man alive. I tried to force him to tell everyone he's gay, but he wouldn't. Good. Stick to your guns. He didn't. He kicked and screamed a bit when I let him loose, but then he took off. Before I got there, he had asked passersby to watch and handed them all one of his little fucking Keith and the Girl bashing posters. I stuck around long enough to explain the context as best I could. Who knows, you may have 10 or so new Toronto listeners. To sum up, Brad is gay and he loves making posters, so Keith and Hemda rock on. Ow! Summertime!
Oh my god, Rob. This is the greatest! Nobody took video of this? This was just random passerbyers?
Maybe somebody took a picture or something.
That's fucking awesome.
Hi, Keith and the Girl.
Hi.
Today started out like any other, I guess, but I was just getting off the bus when this guy asked me if I wanted to watch a fight. He gave me this piece of paper with this web address on it. Yeah, and it said KeithandTheGirl.com sucks. By the way, these are totally from different IPs and all that, if anybody's wondering. He gave me this piece of paper with that web address on it, and it said KeithandTheGirl.com sucks. I would like to know why. I'm listening. I'm willing to listen to the show, but some guidance would be nice. Curiosity always gets me. Anyways, the guy that was bashing your show lost the fight, in quotes, and the other guy forced him to say Keith is the coolest or something. Was that guy your friend? Did you put him up to this? Which show should I download? There are so many.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
This is so awesome.
Shut up. Oh my god, I'm freaking out.
Will in Melbourne, Australia. And somehow this is my favorite one. Hi Keith, a quick story for you and your girl that is further proof that Brad is a dickhead. I almost died listening to his letter. I'm a big fan of scuba diving, and for my birthday last year, my girlfriend got me an MP3 player that works underwater. Last week, I was driving about 15 meters under the water, listening to the show. It was the show in which you were reading out Brad's letter. At the point where Brad was trying to explain how he made his mate wank to a fake girl on the internet like that was a normal thing to do, I laughed so hard that I lost my regulator. That's the thing that gives you air underwater. I panicked while trying to get air. I got confused and swam to the bottom, thinking that it was the top. At this point, I tried to get my weight belt off, but I couldn't. So I tried to swim to the top. Halfway up, I blacked out.
Ugh.
When I woke up, I was in the boat, and I had blood coming out of my nose, ears, and even my eyes. After 2 days in the hospital, including time in the decompression chamber, I now feel heaps better, but I only have 20% hearing in my right ear. Anyway, lesson learned. Never listen to Keith and the Girl while diving 15 meters under the sea, especially when Keith is reading letters from a gay guy in Canada. Thanks, love the show, Will. Well, thank you for still loving the show. Brad made you half a cripple.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can people really bleed from the eyes? That is so disgusting.
That's where all your sinuses and I mean, yeah, you can. There, I've seen people like blow milk out of their eye socket before. It's weird.
Okay.
Michael G. IN me on AOL. Send Rob a shirt. I will buy it. Wow! How awesome.
Oh yeah, Rob does deserve a shirt.
Right. Wow. You lost 20% of your hearing.
Wow. Actually,
did he
from
lose
that
20%
letter,
of the hearing?
He had
or 20%. He only has 20%.
Right,
no,
20%.
No.
So that means he lost 80%.
No, come on.
And the bad thing is, of course, it's harder to hear us now. but I only have 20% of hearing in my right ear. So you lost 80% in one ear.
Oh, my God. Listen, Mally says listen to KTG in the other ear.
And put it twice as loud, I guess.
Oh, fuck.
I said Michael G. What do you say? He's saying I didn't say his name. Dear Keith and the Girl, I've been a listener. Okay, that's the end of that. Dear Keith and the Girl, I've been a listener to your show since 202, pretty much since I began listening to podcasts, your comedy and celebrity gossip, blah, blah, blah. It's a little difficult for me to keep current the days with my irregular schedule. However, I feel compelled to write after listening in 278, on which you discuss riding on a New York subway. Particularly, I was interested in the story about the blind man nearly grabbing a woman's titty because the woman refused to move out of the way. My cousin and I are both blind and have plans to move to New York in the very near future to pursue careers. Me in writing and he in acting. Well, you know, they tried Blind Justice. Didn't work.
Yeah, but that guy wasn't really blind, so...
That's true. You knew he was fake.
You know.
Like, just because you put on sunglasses. I was therefore encouraged to hear that the blind guy knew his way around in the subway system, and perhaps more encouraged by the idea I might accidentally get a handful of breasts. I would say that your response to him deciding not to help unless he asked was the appropriate one. However, if you are interested in how he manages to do what he does, and I can't speak for all blind people, but only for me, really, I'd say just ask. I love informing people on how I manage to learn things. I say you can't know unless you ask. Blah, blah, blah. John.
I've got a question for blind people.
Okay.
When you're wiping, how do you know when you're finished?
You know what? I don't know if you're half kidding, but I want to know.
You know what? I'll tell you.
Yes, babe. You smell it?
I understand, and we'll find out in the chat now. I understand that people just wipe. They wipe once or wipe twice, and they're done. I check.
I do, too.
Who the hell decides that they decide after one or two it's done? Every poop is different and special.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I understand people.
There's a reason God put my nose on this end.
But how can you... But I've, you know... I've lived with brothers, and, you know, we brush our teeth, and we've said this before while one's taking a dump or something, and I've seen them go, wipe, done, and I'm like, how do you know you're done? Like, maybe I wouldn't look at it in front of somebody else, but I look at it all the time. I half sit, half stand, so that you actually get the most leverage, and I look at it.
Well, I didn't even know that.
You all learned that
together with me.
Have you noticed how much toilet paper I use? I use a lot of toilet paper. I will not quit until I'm done.
Of course, yeah.
And we've said this. My parents, you know, would buy single ply. If they bought two ply, you know, they'd separate it. My mom would tell us to separate it. Of course, I didn't. But she'd like listen in. Like, are we?
Stop it.
I would take the toilet paper. So, because she would hear I'm doing like 5-10 rips. You know, I'm on like my 7th wipe. Like, what are you doing? So I learned.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You couldn't even shit in your house.
I would do this as an adult now. So that, like, you can hear, you can hear from the bathroom that's close to the dining room. It's not as sick as that sounds if you don't know the layout, but it's pretty close. And all the way on the other end of the hall, you know, it's like a 50-foot house. On the other end of the hall is the master bedroom with the bathroom and that. But, you know, maybe through the piping or whatever, you can hear what's going on. So she can hear how many times I rip. So even now, so that, you know, I don't want to fucking talk to her while I'm dumping. I will take toilet paper and just put a bunch in my hand so she only hears one rip.
Wow.
Then rip that up because you can barely hear that rip.
So that's how you're doing it now even?
No, of course not. No, it's not some thing I have. But no, now I just fucking enjoy. Now I enjoy. But yeah, so everybody's not using as much toilet paper as I do. When me and Adam are roommates, I know I'm the one. When we're here, I know I'm the one. So nobody's doing it like I'm doing it. Everybody's got to have shitty drawers.
Yeah, see,
I would put my ass in underwear up to anybody's in this city.
I go until it comes away clean, and I when I'm doing it, I have to be careful as I'm pulling it off and be very efficient at how much. You know, I pull off and how I hold it so I can fold it in half and use it again so that I don't end up clogging up the toilet.
I don't do that.
There's no need to use it again. You can half flush in
the
middle.
No. If you get a good amount, you can wipe, fold, wipe, throw. It works.
I get you.
Maybe it takes practice, but that's...
I'm a one wipe per thing, man. But that's efficient. Yeah, my mom would be disgusted. I mean, you know, if I didn't... I hope you're wiping three times.
Oh my god. You know,
the third time is scary, and sometimes
toilet paper has two sides, son.
I can't always fold it in half, and I'm not gonna fuck with it, you know. I'm not
right.
gonna if it's not
if it's not going
and easily, it's just like, okay, I'm getting some more.
And Keith, you weren't jerking off while you were still at your parents' house, right? You learned that afterwards?
Correct.
Because I can imagine if she can hear the tearing of toilet paper, she can hear anybody who's gonna jerk off in that house. And that's really gross. Your parents paid way too close attention.
Well, they jerked off. They jerk off everywhere. Like
your brothers.
Yeah. You know, and I was already, you know, half an adult.
And how did you know? Did you know what they were doing at the time?
Yeah, because I did it, and I'd come back home or whatever, you know.
Oh, so this is after
you
left.
To live with a little bit or to visit, and you know what's going on then. I've said this, my brother Mark and Ken, and then for a little bit, and then I either moved in again or something that I was staying there. Ken would start jerking off on the bed, and you would hear the bed, like, you know, squeaking. You would just hear the bed more than you'd hear him. And Mark would go, Ken! Like, stop it. That's it. Ken, like, I'm. That's fucking disgusting.
It's like a dog licking his nuts.
Exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. Ken was a masturbatory champ. Ken was the one that, my youngest brother, Ken was the one that would, go down the steps and do pull-ups against the steps, and you know he's jerking off. No, I really like this exercise.
You are so gross for telling that story over and over.
And everybody, I'd yell, Ken, and Ken would be like, what? I'm looking for my glasses.
Oh.
It's the middle of the night! What are you looking for?
Oh, God. Maybe it was good they separated the boys from the one girl.
Ken went into my dad's office, locked it. You're not allowed locking doors. God forbid you're locking my
dad's
office.
Your dad had
office.
An office?
Yeah, he had an office downstairs.
Okay.
And so he locked the door, jerked off in there, and he's like, open the door. Why is this door locked? So who knows? My dad's a retard. He probably thinks he's shooting up, And like, what are you doing? Oh, coming. I'm coming. Yeah, you are. So he starts pounding. He's like, open this door now. Okay, hold on. But you don't hold on when you're yelling for your kid to get out of a locked room, not knowing what's going on. Hold on a second. What are you doing? Open it. And it probably seemed like time took so long until he opens the door. His face is probably red for so many reasons. And so...
Were you around or did he tell you this? Did anyone see this?
No. Nobody bore witness to it. But then we're upstairs and how it was about the time when I'm older and dad would try to be a smart aleck, and then be like, why are you trying to be a smart ass? Just punch me in the face. And so he would go, well, should I say what happened downstairs, Ken? And we're like, no one cares. You're the weirdo. He's jerking off. Who gives a fuck? So he'd put in little jabs like, I'm willing to tell the story. And so I go, the one where he was touching himself? Who gives a shit? Like, you're picking on my younger brother, and, he's dumber than me, then.
That's so mean. He's a teenager, and it's just...
What do you mean? Me saying dumber?
No.
It's then, right.
Your and father,
so,
that's
right,
so
right.
mean.
Right, so I feel like you're picking on him, so I gotta go, hey, yeah. Jerk, we all do it.
Good for you. No, really. That's so traumatizing. Right. I don't have any comparative stories, because I didn't start doing that stuff until my mid-20s, but I was all alone. But anyway, that threw me off.
By the way, Michael G. Serious, and he just PayPal'd over $20 to send off a shirt. KeithandTheGirl.com/store/donate. Thanks.
But my closest thing to that was when I got my period, and my mom's like, I'm going to tell your dad. I'm going to tell the next door neighbor. I'm so excited. I'm like, fuck is wrong with you? I'm already going through blood coming out of my vagina for the first time. Everybody calm down. Nobody talks about this. Nobody brings this up. Can I just adjust for a second? So if my mother just came out of her face like, guess who's bleeding from the vagina? I can tell that story. Do you want me to tell that story? Because I can do it. I'd be mortified. Right. I'd be under the table.
You know what? So maybe add the story where, I have to break up 2-ply. I'm only allowed to, break it off twice. My dad being weird about masturbating, saying that it isn't a sin. Saying that it's, wasting your seed was read wrong in the Bible and that you can masturbate. But however... you could tell that it's wrong. Like, he's saying it's wrong. Like, it's not a sin, but, God forbid you're doing it there in the office. God forbid he finds a roll of toilet paper that somehow accidentally got into a garbage can, which isn't weird. This was downstairs. We had toilet paper on a shelf. We had the garbage bag, on the ground. Very easily fell in while we're looking for games or whatever. And he sees it. He puts it together, Detective Malley, that I jerked off onto a roll of toilet paper, still as a roll. So now I'm jerking off, now I'm wasting toilet paper, and his son's a fucking idiot.
Ryan says, yeah, Mom, throw a party, my uterus is shedding. Oh, God.
Oh, there's a MP3 player now. And at first I thought it was a joke. Somebody sent it to me, but it's not. It looks like a toilet paper roll, but there's a dock on top of it. It looks like a toilet paper handle that you put the roll on.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And there's a docking thing on it, and you put your iPod on it.
Oh,
that's clever.
Okay. Yeah. And they're little speakers, or it's just for it to just sit there? That's got to be a speaker
the
system.
The picture did not show headphones, so it's probably a speaker system.
So then it's a new thing.
And it doesn't have to be too loud because it's a bathroom, so I think it's like $100.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic. When I live by myself...
But if your roll of toilet paper is far enough from where the shower is, then you could play your music right. in the Oh, my God. That's brilliant. Yeah. I love it.
However, you know, you thought you couldn't get your teenage son out of the bathroom as it is.
Right. And you might not want to.
Oh, with the video iPod now?
Yeah.
Man.
A comment.
Also, you might not want to leave
don't
it there.
Don't you wish your girl was.
Some people don't wash their hands. I don't want them touching my iPod That's while they're doing too. Things. I don't know.
But I like the idea of music. Every time I had my own apartment, middle of the night, if I had to take a solid dump instead of taking a magazine or a newspaper, because reading's for faggots, I would take music. I'd turn on the stereo and shit to like rock or something.
I have a shower radio.
Right.
It's great. I don't want to be alone with nothing for
please,
a minute.
Please not my thoughts, Lord.
You know, it's
I might learn something about me.
But the thing is as soon as the shower turns on, the radio turns on, as soon as I turn off the water, the radio turns off, and it's not like I'm not in there for another minute or two, like, you know, getting dry and whatever. It's just like water's on, radio's on, water's off, right. Radio's I don't, it's the most retarded thing. And I always think, like, you can tell when I'm coming out, not from the water being done, but from the radio being done. Mm-hmm.
Do you, this is a little bit off topic, I guess. Do you hate taking showers?
I do until I get in there.
Me too. What is that?
But I love it once I'm in there.
I feel like it's the hugest waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
And I'm like, God, I dread it. And then once I'm in there, I'm like, oh, I'm not ready to get out yet. I'm
just going to
sit here for a few more minutes.
That's how I was as a kid, too. My mom couldn't get me in the shower, and then I was in there for, I used to take 40-minute showers. Just in there, because the first 20 minutes was just me standing underwater. I know a lot of people do this. Don't look at me like I'm insane.
We had a bath. Because we lived it up in the... We're country.
No,
we're
not, country. Not because you were living it up, because you guys had to use the same water.
Same water.
For everybody taking
five
a bath.
Five kids.
You're so disgusting.
What the hell? Your dad can't spring for the extra, like, what, 20 cents for a new tub of water?
You know what they did? There was something with the hot water where you can be on some plan where you pay like a... I don't know. Maybe you pay a little less, or you pay a little less for your water all around to have your hot water, to have your water turn hot. Or turn on your hot water at, like, say, 7 at the earliest. I'm thinking 9 p.m. From 9 p.m. to 9 a.m., and it's dirt cheap, but during the day, it's a lot. So we had to take showers at specific times.
It's like nights and weekends with the phones.
Exactly.
You had that with the shower.
That's the only time you can use hot water in our house.
Is water...
That's disgusting.
And or gas or whatever, is that such a big expense?
It depends where. If you live here and
it's
you live...
It's an investment in lifestyle. It's like
getting yourself.
It's like upgrading to a color TV.
But no, actually, if you live in
New
York...
Hold on a second now. Let me cut you off, because they just learned there was no difference.
Ugh.
There was no fucking difference. Just learned that.
Ugh.
Oh, well.
Ugh.
Oh, well. And then they act like it's for me. You can talk about that on your show, son. You're welcome.
Sorry, we're laughing extra because that was quite the visual.
And before we get out of here, let me say...
What? Oh, you got to come to June 30th. We're doing a live audience show at a place called DECK, D-E-K-K, in Tribeca, New York City. 9 o'clock, get in there. 9:30 is a preview for Keith's DVD, and 10 o'clock is the show.
And talk about your three dates this coming weekend.
Oh, Thursday, I have this Thursday, the 22nd, I have a D.C. show, Philadelphia the next day, and New York City the next day. It's all on our forums under Extra Shite, under the girls' shows.
KeithandtheGirl.com/forums. You'll see, you know, June 30th information. You'll see her shows. I'm going to go to the New York one. That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of which, I want to say this before we leave. The number one.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. If you do come, because people are emailing me about this, so maybe a couple people will be there from the Keith and the Girl show. They're asking if I'm going to stay. I will. If you come and are able to stay, I will totally hang out after. I will come out and totally say hi.
Right. We learned that from Dane Cook. That's how you become number one. Okay, real quick. I'm not even going to read the article. The number one most polite city in the world. New York. Take that. Fuck you.
KeithandtheGirl.com.
I'm from Melbourne, to see. I've seen empty eyes, they were fading to free. I'm from the power of tone. hurt, man.